This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Tonight, it's Wednesday night, so of course it's going to be The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. That's coming up later. Well, next hour. I say later, but next hour. The left, they're always going to try to stake their claim to what they decide and indicate is the moral high ground. Or, to put it another way, they believe that they own the moral high ground. Now, if this were true, and it is most certainly not, then they would have to believe in biblical morality and our authority. The problem with progressivism is that it's rooted entirely in moral relativism, where moral authority resides in the individual. Another name for that might be designer morality, where a person basically customizes what he or she believes to be right and wrong. By logical extension, if everyone owns their own morality, then morality ceases to exist and a person can justify basically any bad behavior as good behavior. Dostoevsky was the first to recognize this, most notably in his novel Crime and Punishment, when the protagonist Raskolnikov wanted to test his conscience and conventional morality by murdering someone without getting caught. And it was Dostoevsky who also famously stated, "Without God, things, all things are permissible." Nietzsche carried on where Dostoevsky left off by declaring God is dead, and that all remains is the will to power. Now, this is true not just in the realm of the political, but social as well. All relationships in a way become power-centric. Who has the upper hand in controlling the other? Morality not only becomes individualized, but then so does authority. So you can easily see how this leads to the political and social chaos and conflict we see in the world today. Looking out further, it can be envisioned where progressivism is headed, to an endpoint where not only morality and authority being customized by the individual, but the individual is literally customizing himself or herself. There's a story that recently came out about a guy who paid $50,000 in order to become a genderless alien. Vinny O, 22, from L.A. and California, has had over 110 procedures to transform into a genderless extraterrestrial. Makeup artist believes he's neither male nor female, and so his extreme look is a way to mirror how he feels inside. Another story from last year describes how a man who transformed his face with tattoos and had his ears and nose removed in order to look like a dragon. And apparently he's a transgender that now goes by the name of Dragon Lady. Now, those two things represent nothing short of progressivism taken to its logical conclusion. It's always to trying to take down the natural order of things through the elimination of limits and boundaries. Destroying a foundation of universal morality and authority as originally outlined in the Bible. Simple equation shows how this works. Moral relativism equals designer morality equals designer self. And this all dovetails into the progressive modus operandi of normalizing the abnormal and the mainstreaming of deviancy, sometimes known as defining deviancy down. It was done with abortion, homosexuality, gay marriage, and marijuana. And now it's in the early stages of mainstreaming pedophilia and polygamy. Those who deny that there's a slippery slope to all of this are seriously misguided or being very disingenuous with themselves. A glimmer of optimism about a change of direction for the future is discussed in the recent First Things article by Betsy Van Den Berg. Generation Z, desperate for rules. Describing how the current youngest generation is looking for guidance to escape the social anarchy resulting from decades of relativism. And this could possibly presage a moral revival. She writes, abiding by moral rules, especially when they are explained meaningfully and mercifully, gives teenagers swimming in a sea of relativism and nihilism what David Brooks calls a moral vocabulary. Sympathy for multiple generations of family breakdown wrought by moral anarchy isn't enough. People need norms. They need basic codes and rules woven into daily life that offer an alternative to the plague of non-judgmentalism, which refuses to assert that one way of behaving is better than another. Progressives either want to deny or to reject the fallen nature of man, that we all have a dark side, an evil shadow self. Liberals believe that pleasure and feeling good are the highest values to live by, and that we are ultimately perfectible. What they don't recognize is that there's something that's clearly bad, and the unintended consequences happen because of this kind of a worldview. Conservatism recognizes the natural order of reality. We see that there are real limits, real boundaries to what a person can do in pursuit of happiness, and that we are all broken and always will be broken as the more constructive way to view reality and oneself. Progressivism's endpoint will be a grotesque distortion already personified by the genderless alien and the dragon lady of what it means to be human. Perhaps that's the way it wants it to all come to an end in the cold and godless alienation of nihilism. Getting out there and proclaim, making it normal for somebody to walk up to you and say, "Hey, today I identify as a fern. Please call me by my pronoun." And making that okay. Years ago, when this would happen, that person would be thought to be mentally ill and probably treated. And in some cases treated, non-voluntarily. And that doesn't happen anymore. And now everything's becoming normal. Everything is okay. If it feels good, do it. We are clearly lacking in just the very basic discipline of understanding what nature means. The roles that we're born with. This is why progressives want to disarm us. They want to make this normal. They want our children to believe this is normal. And the only way to do that is to be able to force it upon them. And the only way to force it upon them is to force it upon us. And the only way for that to work is for us to be disarmed. Get it? Such crazed stupidity. On display. The new normal. We'll be right back. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Recently, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wrote in a letter to 9 nonprofit groups this week that the U.S. would leave the U.N. Human Rights Council unless that organization undertakes some very considerable reform. That doesn't sound like much, but I mean, that's earth-shaking. That's earth-shaking. These are the same people that want to tell us to disarm and be forced to disarm and be forced to listen and have, countries like Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, China sit in judgment and decide what we do. This was huge. The UNHRC may be the silliest organization in the UN. And, you know, when those countries I just mentioned to you, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, China, them getting out there and pointing hands at anybody about human rights is absurd. Somehow the UNHRC never gets around to examining the human rights record of most of those states and instead concentrates on the U.S. and Israel, two of the most tolerant democracies on the planet. Coming from the Hill, while it may be the only such organization devoted to human rights, the Human Rights Council requires considerable reform in order for us to continue to participate, according to The Hill. That's what Mr. Tillerson wrote in a letter to 9 nonprofit organizations this week. He told the UN advocates and human rights groups that the U.S. continues to evaluate the effectiveness of the council, but is skeptical about being in a group with nations such as China, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, which have poor human rights records. Tillerson added that U.S. would keep participating in the 47-member council's ongoing session, while U.S. officials would reiterate our strong principled objection to the Human Rights Council's biased agenda against Israel. Multiple State Department aides told Foreign Policy that U.S. withdrawal from the council is not imminent, but remains a real possibility. A senior aide to Tillerson said, if they don't make those reforms, we're going to question the value of our membership. We're not taking withdrawal off the table. Our aim is to fix the organization. Foreign Policy noted Tillerson was responding to a February 9th letter from the 9 groups, including the Better World Campaign and Freedom House, among others. The collection argued the U.S. could better help Israel by remaining on the council and added the organization has helped hold the world's worst human rights abusers accountable. I'm not sure if they can demonstrate how they did that. They wrote, American leadership in the council over the last 7 years has helped shift that dynamic, referencing the Obama administration's move to join the UN Council in 2009. It's not that many nations on the UNHRC do not live up to human rights standards established by the Western democracies. They don't even live up to the standards written down in the UN Charter. It's long past time for the U.S. to stand up to this. We don't have to be bullied by these people, by these human rights abusers who use their seat in the UNHRC to lecture their betters. And we're one of them. We are they. We are their betters. The Trump administration is looking at the entire U.S. contribution to the UN and will demand reforms across the board. Finally, I mean, really, truly, enough is enough. Here we have an administration in Washington that's willing to stand up to the international thugs and the hypocrites and the cynical manipulators at the UN. And as a matter of course, they oppose every policy we have. Currently, we fund 22% of the UN's budget. And what makes that so outrageous is that the financial contributions from larger nations is only a fraction of what the U.S. pays. Canada, 2.921%. Russia, the Russian Federation, 3.8%. Italy, 3.7%. Brazil, 3.8%. The UK, 4.4%. France, 4.8%. Germany, 6.3%. China, 7.9%.
Japan, 9.6. The United States of America, 22. You will note that China pays about two-thirds less than we do, despite having a population three times our size. And the U.S. pays nearly seven times more than Russia, who is a constant irritant on the side, or in the side of the U.S. on the Security Council, and twice our size and population. Incredibly, India is ranked 24th in payments to the UN, despite a population of more than a billion people. Oil states that are flush with cash, nothing but cash, pay a pittance. Many UN member states are in arrears, not paying anything for years, cutting a few billion dollars. From our contribution only means that the UN will be forced to assess payments in a more equitable manner. And if they don't, the leftists and the one world government supporters and human rights groups will blame the U.S. for stupid and cruel cuts to a useless organization. They serve no purpose. The White House has never answered to the rest of the world. They have always answered to the American taxpayer. Finally, there may be somebody there who answers to the American taxpayer that understands they don't have to answer to the UN. And that's good. But this has far-reaching ramifications. I mean, we have no need to put up with them. We really don't. At any given time, militarily, even as bad as we are right now, if we had to do it, we can take care of everybody if it comes down to it. Might not be pretty, but we could do it. So, time for the despots in the UN to, I don't know, have their little comeuppance, if you will. They certainly don't need our money. If they think things are great everywhere, if Syria is a great place to have people coming in, stick the UN in Syria. See how they like it there. Stick it somewhere else that doesn't, the UN does not need the protection here of the United States. We're so bad, we're so this, we're so that, so many human rights violations. Let's take it out of New York. I'm pretty sure we could do that anytime we want to. With the right will. When we get back, a bunch of ex-generals, some of them very disgraced, are pushing back against something I want to see happen. This is Locked On.
Stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One thing that really gets under my skin is somebody who violates his code. There are a group of ex-military generals, retired admirals and generals, including former CIA director and classified information sharing retired General David Petraeus, who have decided to verbally oppose a bill they say would endanger mentally ill veterans by allowing them access to firearms. This would not be so bad if they were also right now lobbying to have the entire VA system overhauled. If they were doing that, I would say, okay, they care. They're not doing that, though. The bill in contention is called the Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act, which prohibits the Department of Veterans Affairs from reporting to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System the records of veterans deemed mentally unable to manage their finances. That's the criteria. That's the criteria. They can't manage their finances. There's plenty of people today, and I keep saying this over and over again, there are plenty of people out there today that cannot manage their money. Managing your money is not a sign of mental health or a mental health issue. These people have not been adjudicated by anybody to be mentally ill. What the hell is the VA doing reporting anybody to the NICS? Their job is to provide benefits to veterans, not to be a reporting agency. They're not in the cop business, but they're in the cop business now. This legislation would prevent the VA from deeming veterans mentally ill without a judicial ruling. And that's what you got to have. If there is a, you know, an adjudication that says, you're nuts, okay, you're nuts. There is not one, though, for saying, well, what do you do with your check every time you get it? I buy Slim Jims and lotto tickets. That's irresponsibility. That's not a mental health issue. In a Tuesday letter sent to leading legislators in the U.S. Congress, the Veterans Coalition for Common Sense, a group started by Representative Gabrielle Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly, asked lawmakers to oppose the bill. After noting that veterans are at a much higher risk for suicide than civilians and that many veterans currently listed in the NICS suffer from schizophrenia and PTSD, the coalition members wrote. And let me say this about this, this whole thing. There's, for every three civilians that have never been in the military that commit suicide, one military veteran does. Now, where they get this thing about we're more susceptible to it is there's fewer of us than the general population. There's, you know, 1% of the whole population has ever served in the military, right? So that's why they say that we're at a greater risk. But there's more civilians doing it. You know? And after noting, like I said, that they're at a much higher risk for suicide than civilians, and the ones currently listed in the NICS suffer from schizophrenia and PTSD, the coalition members wrote, for these individuals, possession of a firearm could be fatal. The Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act would put at risk the safety of these veterans and our communities by changing the standard for gun prohibition so the VA's determinations would no longer stop a veteran from obtaining a gun. Instead, the names of veterans already in the background check system would be erased, putting them at much greater risk of self-harm. This would be irresponsible, dangerous, and life-threatening to those who need access to care, not weapons. See, this is where the poppycock comes in. The VA destroys records. The VA makes people wait. The VA, people die waiting on the VA. And yet now here we're, you know, for these nearly 200,000 veterans that they placed in the gun prohibition category, now we're compassionate. Now we care. Now we want to see to their best interests. That letter is signed by 14 veterans from all military branches, which, let me tell you something, I need to know who they are. And if they are flag officers, when I was in the military, I saluted them. I called them sir and everything else. These guys need to be done. They need to be retired. Stay out. You don't see me out there lobbying for things in the military. You don't see me lobbying out there for anything. And I was a non-commissioned officer. I never rose to the august rank of general or admiral. But that doesn't mean that you get to continue being out there and politicizing something that you were supposed to be defending in the first place. What about your damn oath? Now, coming from Chris Cox, the executive director of the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action, they say no veteran should have their fundamental right to self-defense arbitrarily revoked by a government bureaucrat. Receiving assistance to handle personal finances does not mean an individual is unable to safely own a firearm. Our brave men and women in the military should not be stripped of their constitutional rights without due process of law. See, I know of veterans right now that are still serving. Well, they're not even veterans. They're still active duty. And a few years ago when they would come and they'd still be in uniform and they would go to buy a gun and they'd be turned down because they'd been put on this list and they're still active duty. And this is where this thing begins, where you begin to, you know, when I was in the military, I always thought that we were not fodder. But apparently we were, at least to these cats. Now, this bill is coming after Trump signed a measure last month overturning a similar Obama-era rule that prohibited some Social Security recipients from owning firearms if these recipients have been deemed unable to manage their finances due to a mental disability. This was the thing that Obama was trying to do. Obama wanted to create as many lists as he could to where you couldn't own a gun. And that's what he was trying to do. It had nothing to do with compassion, especially coming from the VA. I mean, I'm having to hold myself back on this one because my guy can only throw the dump button one time and it takes a moment to recharge. And I don't want to break his finger hitting the dump button. I mean, this is how mad this makes me. According to the USA Today, the House of Representatives is expected to consider the bill tomorrow. Call them and tell them to pass it. Call your representative and tell them to pass it. These generals be damned. Giffords, Kelly, forget them. They don't care about veterans. They just don't want people having guns. That's all it's all about. That is it. That's it in a nutshell. So, and the... You generals that have forgotten your code, you've forgotten your oath and everything. For those of us that had to follow you, you've betrayed us, And you better hope that that's as far as you get to take it. You better hope that's as far as it goes, because this is bad. This is really bad. You guys have you've crossed a line that you should never have crossed. Not at all. Mm-mm. We'll get back a little bit from my man John Farnham. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Handgun bullet performance, you know. First things first, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. Handguns are a very weak alternative to a long gun. Very weak. The problem in researching ballistic performance for a pistol is that the only database we have to consult has very few samples. And samples, the ones that we have are mostly secondhand narratives, which are invariably influenced by any number of agendas, political, personal, and commercial. San Alan Marshall readily acknowledged the foregoing as they did their research, which still enjoys considerable credibility even today. What we're looking for is rapid and permanent deanimation in our target. That's always been our goal when confronting a close-range threat, and attacking the supply side of their circulatory system has always been the most reliable and achievable vehicle for doing that. Center mass, even so, most cardiologists agree with the 5-second rule, which is when blood pressure drops to near zero, even within a very few seconds, most people will still remain animated for at least 5 more seconds before becoming comatose. And 5 seconds is the minimum. Some cardiologists insist the real figure is closer to 10 seconds or more. When I flatlined, and I was looking at the machine, I looked at the machine staring at it, not believing what I was seeing. And then I went to turn my head and talk before everything caught up to me. Rapid deanimation is the result of much more than just falling blood pressure levels. There's some independent physiological factors that enter the equation. Some people fall down when shot, even in non-vital places, for no reason other than they want to. They literally act out what they think they're supposed to do, absent any external physical compulsion. It's a consequence of the squandered use youth spent watching TV. Then there's the nebulous issue of the neural shock paralysis, among which even eminent neurologists don't agree. In any event, neural shock, if any, cannot be predicted nor produced on demand. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not, all for reasons that nobody gets, nobody understands it at all. Neural shock was present in spades in an incident I'm about to describe, though. Now, as operators, which is what we become in a gunfight, we must do our part with regard to speed and accuracy and volume and movement, but we also must be mentally prepared to confront nearly any eventuality, from the felon turning and running away to the felon falling down immediately. And they may do that, and sometimes they reanimate seconds later, to the felon continuing his attack while displaying scant discomfort after you have perforated him numerous times. In a near-fatal incident several years ago, one of John Farnham's students, a police officer, came upon a scene of a barroom shooting seconds after it happened. The shootee had been shot or hit at close range with a single 180 grain 40 caliber, high-performance hollow point from a major manufacturer launched from a Glock 23. The two antagonists were in near physical contact, and the round was launched from chest height at a downward angle. It entered the shootee, penetrating medium clothing, including a leather vest, passed through his body, and exited the shootee's buttocks. It subsequently struck the barroom floor, skidded into the corner, and came to the rest next to the baseboard. Upon discovery and examination, the round or the bullet in question showed some external striations, probably from the barroom floor, but it did not expand. Its hollow cavity was stuffed with batting from when it passed through the shootee's clothing. The bullet probably could have been reloaded. It was in that much intact. So the bullet itself failed completely by the modern standard of ballistic performance. It passed through the body like a hardball, even without even the slightest expansion. But witnesses confirmed that the shootee, immediately upon being struck, deanimated and collapsed completely as if he had been electrocuted. He was instantly comatose and altogether unresponsive for several minutes, recovering a degree of consciousness only later. The shootee ultimately survived the incident, albeit with some permanent disablement and disfigurement. But in the short term, he was taken out of the fight instantaneously, rendered totally impotent the moment the bullet struck him. And that would really be the optimal result we'd be seeking if we have to shoot somebody, wouldn't it? But this is an example of ballistic failure combined with a terminal effect success. But these two are not supposed to go together. One of these two is not like the other. And you can look anywhere and find examples of the exact opposite. Perfect ballistic performance combined with terminal effect disappointment. So, knowing that, this is what makes the handgun such a abysmal weapon. And this is why we're always looking for the next big thing. the next ballistic thing that's going to make it work. It doesn't really have that much to do with the bullet, I don't think, or the round or the ammunition. I think it has more to do with just the shortness of that barrel. It just doesn't have enough time in the barrel building up that pressure to really get bad. And if you have to shoot somebody, you want that round, when it exits the barrel, to be bad. So this is a very difficult subject to study. This is why we need to be cautious when coming to a sweeping conclusion and making recommendations based on a single incident. And we don't really need to believe the glowing reports about wonder bullets. You've never heard me talk about a wonder bullet. Right now, I'll say more often than not, I'll say, well, I'm carrying Polycase and Scepters. I don't know how good they would work, but I know they don't come apart. They retain their mass, and they retain that spin for a couple more revolutions when it penetrates soft tissue, which that couple more revolutions is devastating. Having said that, I don't know how that's going to work. I really don't. There's some ammunition I'm never going to buy. And I'm not going to tell you who it is by name. Because I don't know if they're any good or not. What we're looking for is consistent expansion of a pistol bullet in human tissue. That is the desirable effect. And we need that for a number of reasons. And any ammunition that we carry and use in a self-defense weapon needs to be selected with that in mind. But we still need to do our part. And part of doing our part includes avoiding those unrealistic expectations of what this ammunition is going to do if I hit where I'm trying to hit. Because everybody says, hits count. Hits in the kill zone count. Hits in the mid, you know, center mass count. That's where you got to go. Hit, hit, hit. But, you know, what if that doesn't work? What if that doesn't deanimate, as Mr. Farnham likes to say? I love that phrase, deanimate. So, bear that in mind. If you have to be in a gunfight for any length of time, and you have to use a hand, you're in it with a handgun, you need to be thinking about fighting to get to a long gun, because after a few seconds, you're in it too long. In it too long. So, coming up next, we're going to be joined by the boss, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. He's been out there doing seminars and such, teaching the word, getting it spread and everything else. We got a few things to talk about. That'll be the good stuff. That is coming up next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.